You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It certainly hasn't been a great day for the Rand, but it's been a slightly better day for equities. I'm joined on the line by Makwe Maselela, who is Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, to take a look at the developments that have been unfolding throughout the day. Good evening, Dr. Maselela. Thanks for the time. The Rand not doing so well in today's trade, but local equities looking to end the week strong.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so far for this month, you know, I mean, we are up 1.4% when it comes to the all share. And I think it's because market participants began the week looking for and being desperate for answers to questions about the near-term path when it comes to global monetary policy after conflicting signals from key economies which upended the markets. And we know that major central banks, Jimmy, are set for this week to meet from Tokyo to Washington to London. And when it comes to the Bank of Japan, you know, are struggling to decide whether the guys will hike interest rates. And then when it comes to the US, it's a question of by how much will move and when, and the BOE, will they cut? And also remember, on Friday we've got the mother of all reports, you know, which is the US non-farm job numbers. But when you look into the rent itself, the dollar is gaining because of the Middle East tension that have escalated over the weekend and is starting to kill the hopes of a ceasefire. So the US dollar is seen more as a safe haven more than anything. And late in the session, we also saw commodities not helping. I mean, your copper down 0.9%, your silver down 1%. It's only the likes of platinum and palladium are up. I'm mentioning that because we know that the rent itself, it's a commodity currency, so it's also not, unfortunately, getting some help from commodity prices.
Makwe, when we look at the month, I mean, we've got a couple of data points, as you said, that come out this week, but we also have the closing out of the month, not the closing out of the week, as I said earlier, but the closing out of the month takes place in the middle of the week. Are we expecting that we might close out in positive territory on the Rand side as well as on the equity side?
At this rate, it's possible. I mean, the rent so far, you know, we know it's still trading, but for the month of July, it's down 0.4%. I mean, just a difference of 7 cents. It started the month at 1840, it was 1847. And you look into equities, that the whole of last week, our all share was up 0.8%. And as we said earlier, we're up 1.4%. So the next coming 2 days, it's a question of, will all this 1.4Ks that we've achieved be wiped out? And yes, there is a potential. Remember, we're also getting some tech earnings, and we know that markets have been driven up mainly by these tech earnings. And should they disappoint, because they are priced for perfection, probably you might see a mini correction if there's something like that, and that might as well probably affect the sentiments back home here. We also know that we've got our PMI numbers, but fortunately they're coming on Thursday, so it's not going to affect the month of July. I'm saying even if it disappoints, it will be just too late. And also the US interest rate, the press conference thereof, it will be coming on Wednesday, but it will be already late. Our markets will have been closed. So the question is, to the build up to that, the next coming 2 days, if we get a little bit of some headwind, most probably, maybe we might see something negative happening.
Certainly a lot of data points that are still coming out, and you mentioned the earnings figures from the tech companies in the US, and I want to zoom in on that in a little bit more detail. Obviously, with everything happening in the US, we know that every data point becomes more and more important when we look at the strength of the US economy, and those jobs numbers on Friday are going to be very critical towards that. Do we think that the tech data is going to affect how the Fed sees anything from their perspective, or are they solely squarely interested in the labor market and those happenings?
Labor market and also the inflation. Remember, they've got a dual mandate. You know, that when it comes to those tech numbers, we know those tech numbers is not even a reflection of any economy. We know those tech stocks were driven mainly by the hopes of AI, and we started people to dial back their expectations as they're asking themselves that all these investments that have been made into AI, when will they start to pay off? That is your return on investment, but it has nothing to do with what is happening with the economy when it comes to the aid itself. It's a question of inflation and also the labor numbers. that will continue to have an influence. And the guys made it very clear that they don't have to wait for inflation to get to 2%. As soon as they can be convinced that that's where it's heading, then I think they'll be more confident to start looking into cutting interest rates.
Mark, we're speaking of things that are having great influence on the markets. I want to come back to a local story. I'm looking at some of the local movements throughout the day, and Nampak was down about 9%. Did you happen to see why? I didn't see any SENS announcements out.
Jimmy, I struggled, you know, to look what is the reason. We know the guys managed to get out of Nigeria. We know the guys had the rights issue. We know the guys managed to turn back into profit. The share went up 8% at some point. I can only put this to some profit taking. And if you also look into the average value traded, you know, I mean, daily, I mean, the guys trade around 14,000 or so, you know, that's over a period of 3 months. That's the daily average volumes. But today you are talking 17,700. And even the value traded, you know, we're looking at almost six. I mean, on average, the guys, they trade around 3.1, 2.6 million, stuff like that. So it seems as if people were rushing to get out from something that they know that we don't know as yet. And as you are saying, we have not seen anything which is related to company news, unless maybe you've got one investor who's trying to get out of this, maybe making sure to square up when it comes to the month-end reporting. And also remember, when it comes to the Regulation 28, maybe somebody is highly exposed, is holding more than 10%, you know, as part of his portfolio. They're trying maybe to correct that. I think it's anyone's guess so far, but maybe tomorrow we'll know the main reason why. But yes, I struggled as well to see any company-related news that influenced the stock itself.
Eventually, the news will come to light. We know this. We know this is the habit of markets. Sometimes things happen a little early, and sometimes we find out the news a little later on. Marco, before I let you go, I want to look at the other developments within the South African landscape. Obviously, with the concerns around the global tensions and everything that's happening, we're seeing that, as you mentioned, there's weakness in the Rand's perspective, but there's also a bit of skepticism around where we go to from here in terms of just the overall performance of equity markets going into the rest of the year, or going into the month of August in particular. Are there any particular sectors you've got your eye on?
I think we have to look into sectors which tend to benefit from reduced interest rates. Whether we like it or not, interest rates will come down sometime this year. Whether it's going to be July or a month, I mean, September or a month thereafter, it's guaranteed. Back home here, looking what is happening with our inflation, we've seen it ticked down a little bit. And also for us to try to maintain that interest rate differential, I think it's only fair that we might as well get an early Christmas bonus in November by getting a cut as well. So the point I'm making is that I think up until the end of the year, markets will continue to be driven by central bankers.
Central bankers will continue calling the shots. We'll leave it at that, Makwe. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Makwe Masilela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, joining me to reflect on some of the market movements as well as what might be driving sentiment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.